Angie Faith with a Lady Gaga cover, I'll Always Remember Us This Way. Angie Faith won a contest recently, and now she's being featured in a country show from Roots, Russell and Roots Country Show, on Saturday, August 12th, at Softball City in South Surrey. It's a charity, so buy your ticket online at russellandroots.com. It's for the firefighters who are fighting all the fires in BC. So it's a good cause. Come out and support local music. And she's on stage at 2:15 p.m. And so come out and enjoy her beautiful voice.
In Vancouver, September 3rd, the Victory Square Block Party is happening again, which is amazing. It's free, y'all. And, all ages, lots of good music, lots of local talent there, and there's going to be raffles and whatnot. And we got Denise.
Yeah,
hey. She's going to help with announcements as well.
The rodeo is back, celebrating its 35th year in Chilliwack. Shows all weekend long. August 11th starts at 7 to August 13th at 3:30. So check it out. Yeehaw!
Yeehaw, baby. Yeehaw. That's right. Yeah. And who's going to be playing there? JoJo Mason. Here's Good Kind of Love on CJSF. Now, let's find out, how did the name come about?
Oh, a lot of bickering here and there, right? We had some ideas of this, that, and the other. And then we realized we were all from the same little small border town where we all grew up anyway, which is White Rock, B.C.
The bandits aspect comes from our mutual love of raccoons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they call them trash bandits.
Oh,
yeah. That's interesting.
We figured, why not combine our love of being from a small town and our love of raccoons into the name of a band.
Nice.
They love a small town, too.
Yes, they do. All right, then tell me about Mr. State Trooper.
Oh, yeah. All right, so this is another one that's coming up on our records. be out next month. This one's originally a Bruce Springsteen song from the album Nebraska. There's a story behind that. He didn't like the way the studio album came out, so he released the demo on 8-track. But this version is nothing like the original, just like our Angel from Montgomery is nothing like it. And Tanner had some fun on this one in the intro.
Yeah.
You might hear.
You might. It mixes in pretty well, but if you listen really carefully into the distorted guitar intro, there's just weird sounds, and it's just me pretending to be a turkey.
And they're going to play some live music once again. But before they do that, I'm going to just mention here that Trevor's wearing some taco socks. Tell me about those.
Who is?
Oh, sorry, not Trevor. Tanner.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't, you can see I really love socks with patterns. And people don't buy them for me enough. I'm just saying, I just want to throw it out there that, you know, if it's Christmas or my birthday, just you should buy me some pattern socks because I don't have enough yet.
Oh, awesome. All right.
And I hear you're wearing, okay, so yes, I see you're wearing
cowboy boot socks. Yes. All right.
I thought they were real cowboy boots.
I know,
when I first
right?
Came
so
in
yeah,
here.
I just came out and with the socks. And
we've tried to coordinate outfits for shows, never done well. But today we ended up both wearing taco socks without knowing. There was no talk about that. But yeah. I also got tacos.
There was no taco about
taco
that.
Taco bad.
We're not playing well. He just says stand up for us. That's how I keep the show going, you know.
All right. So what are you gonna play?
This one's for all you White Rock folk, whoever folk is listening right now. You might know this one. It's about the ladies at your local liquor stores.
Specifically redheads.
Yes. A bond's a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're not even in trouble on air, man. this one's original. It's been around for a while, and the people seem to like it, and here it is.
got stolen.
Now, talking about the liquor store,
yeah.
Tell me, what's your go-to?
I get everything worn out pretty soon, you know. I go through phases. Wait, what do you drink, go-to? Oh, you're White Claw, man.
No, I was going to say, it's like virgin rum and Coke,
yeah.
But instead of not having the Coke, it's just not, I mean, instead of not... I drink White Claws.
Just White Claws.
It's not rock and roll to drink a White Claw, so I don't want you to have to throw me under the lame train like that.
I like it when he brings White Claws. I get to have one. For me, I love tequila.
Tequila.
I'm a big tequila guy. So if you're out there and you feel like bringing something to the show, bring me some tequila. But I like some pineapple juice after it, so bring that too. I'm fancy like that.
What's your go-to?
Yeah.
Mine's actually half orange juice and half ginger ale, so I got the little fuzz in my juice, you know.
That's like
I call it jungle juice, right? So that's my go-to. Jungle juice is my thing. How about you, John? What do you like to drink?
I'm partial to IPA when I did drink, but I actually had a few IPAs yesterday because my friend went to his funeral, and I met some old friends that I haven't seen in high school. So we had a few beers to pass our memories on of our dear friend who passed on. But I'm very happy today because it's my birthday and I've had a great show. I really appreciate Chris and Tanner for
and
coming
Denise.
Up to celebrate
and
my and Denise,
yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
For coming in celebrating John and the house birthday.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And Denise, what's your go-to?
Oh,
I'm
all over the place. And that's not fair. He's in the doghouse now. I like beer, mostly. Honestly, if I have something alcoholic to drink, not alcoholic, I like my orange juice. Some like two, you know, whatever.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to some more music here. So we got... Heartbroken Eyes or Katrina.
Let's do some Heartbroken.
Heartbroken, sure, yeah. Tell me a little bit about that.
This is also on our new records. We should talk about that for a second.
Sure.
Right here. So
yes.
We've got our debut record coming out, folks. It is fully booked. It is fully set up now. We're really excited. This has been 2 years in the making.
Mm-hmm.
We joined forces during COVID, which is the worst time to start a band. So it's nice to finally be out there, be able to play shows. This one, we recorded all five Feeling Studios, and it's going to be, we're doing a warm-up show at the Red Rum Records on September 9th.
Nice.
And
that's the Red Rum Records in Cloverdale.
Yeah. And they're going to be presenting the show, which is the next weekend. We're going to be releasing the album, The Crescent Beach Legion, Club 240. And that's on September 16th, Saturday. And the full album will be out that day, and we're releasing some singles, and we're handing out single download cards at the Red Rum Records September 9th. And they will also be selling our tickets for the September 16th show. So check out Red Rum and White Rock at Cloverdale. The Cloverdale location is where the show is. And then the following weekend on the 16th will be at Crescent Beach Legion for the big day, releasing the Bordertown Bandits debut.
I can't eat, I can't sleep, I'm
right, guys, we only have a few more minutes, and then it's going to be the end of the show. So tell me, where can people find your music?
You can find us, look at Bordertown Bandits on Facebook. We're also on Bandcamp, so bandcamp.com/Bordertown Bandits. You'll be able to find tickets for album release at Red Rum Records in White Rock. And we'll also have the Twang Gang with Stumbler Gunner performing with us, as well as Rocket Fuel with Juan Pablo. And we'll also be at Orchard Fest on August 26th, which is in Langley. Contact Bordertown Bandits for more info on that. It is a private event, but I want you there anyway.
Thank you guys for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Thank you. It has been a hoot, man.
Wham Bam!
East Van!
Yeah, baby, here
Bye.
We go.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Thank you.
Keep on trucking.
Keep on giving thanks.
You're listening to CJ.